Welcome back to On the Screens. This is Jose.
It's Carlo.
What is that? What's your name again?
Carlo.
Okay. Yeah, so we have over there the weirdo Carlo. And we're back with another episode. This one, it's going to be a little bit short, a small screen for you guys, but giving you a quick update on just our predictions for the upcoming Emmys. I know you guys are all throwing your Emmy party. You guys put out the red carpet you bought from IKEA. You have themed cocktails and hors d'oeuvres.
You're chugging butt.
I'm chugging. Fuck you. Yeah, everyone's chugging butt.
Everyone's chug butting something.
Chug butting something. Yeah, so I'm sure you guys are all excited. This is bigger than the Mayweather McGregor fight. Everyone's throwing parties for this. You're all ready. Everyone's stoked. There's bets in Vegas. Proposition bets, I bet.
Man, you're really hyping this Emmy.
Hyping it up. This is Emmy's 2017. This is the biggest stage of television. Biggest stage for some people, then some not. All right. So before that, anything new, Carlo? Anything?
No, nothing.
Nothing. Nothing. Absolutely. Nothing has transpired.
No.
No. Okay.
I wish.
Okay. That's good to know.
Boring.
Good to know. Anything you're excited for coming up?
What's going down? It? I want to see it. I'm looking forward to it.
Would you go into the It House in LA?
I would.
You would?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know if I would, to be honest. I don't
really?
Know. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Kingsman's coming out soon.
Kingsman, Golden Circle, coming out.
3 weeks.
Soon. Yeah, about 3 weeks.
And then closer to, you know, Thor.
Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah, Justice League. And then
what
we
is
got,
it? Oh, sorry, what was the last one? Jurassic World? What did you say?
Yeah, Justice League.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And then Star Wars.
Star Wars.
It's countdown. Force Friday, right?
Force Friday was last night, so that countdown's over. Get your Porg merchandise.
No.
Get the Porg outfit. Get the Porg hype. That's it. The Porg hype. Let it start now.
The Porg hype.
The 2017 Ewok.
Yeah, it's too soon for that.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to give Rian Johnson a chance with the Porgs. Let's see what he does with them. For all we know.
They'll probably be just like cute little things.
Cute little things you can merchandise.
They'll probably press some buttons on the Falcon and get all into hijinks and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, just people.
Maybe they'll be little ruthless killers like the Ewoks were in Jedi.
Calm down a little bit with the Porg madness.
Yeah, I think, you know, yeah. Well, it's the internet. They see something and they run with it and then they run it into the ground.
Yeah.
Oh, God bless the Porgs. All right. Well, like I said, Emmys are coming up. This is our little prediction episode for what we want to win, what we think we'll win, any opinions we might have about certain people who got nominated for a certain role in a certain category. We'll talk about that. And let's go
actress and then move our way up.
All right. Let's move our way up. Just
comedy actress.
Comedy actress.
And the nominees are Pamela Adlon for Better Things, Tracy Ellis Ross, Blackish,
okay.
Jane Fonda, Grace and Frankie, Lily Tomlin, Grace and Frankie, Allison Janney, Mom,
okay.
Ellie Kemper, Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt,
okay.
And Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Veep.
Okay, well, I know who you're going to pick.
Ellis Ross?
You know what? I've seen a few episodes of Blackish.
Is she good in it?
Because the fiance's catching up with Blackish.
It's not bad.
It's not bad. It's funny. I like it. I like Blackish. It's a funny show. She's good in it.
I would vote Julia Louis-Dreyfus, but this season of Veep was weak. It was weak compared to others. So, I mean, the thing is, Veep's only a show that I watch from these things. But I know how funny Tracy Ellis Ross can be, so I'd probably just give it to her. Or Allison Janney. But Mom is too sitcom-ish.
It's the only multi-cam in there,
I believe. Yeah, so it's just like, Tracy Ellis Ross, I wouldn't mind. Because I would give it for Julia Louis-Dreyfus, but Veep was kind of, to me, it had a bit of a down year this year. It wasn't as good.
Has she won it before for that?
I think she has.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure she has.
I like Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. It was a good season. It was fun. She's good. She's fine. Tracy Ellis Ross is she's really fun in Blackish. I do like it. I don't think people give Blackish enough credit for what it is. It's a fun show that at some points does handle really sensitive material well. I haven't seen Mom or Grace and Frankie. I heard people really like Grace and Frankie. And what's the other one?
The other one is Better Things, which
Better
I've never
Things.
Heard of until now.
I have not heard of that until now. Maybe that's the weak in Hawkins before the Stranger Things happened.
Probably Better Things.
Better Things. Sounds about right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I'm gonna go with Tracee Ellis Ross just because from what I've seen, I really enjoy her in Black-ish.
Yeah, let's do that.
Ellie Kemper, she's a cool Kimmy Schmidt, but Kimmy Schmidt hasn't really changed much.
Let's do that one. Yeah.
Who we got
Tracee
next?
Tracee Ellis. All right, comedy actor, Anthony Anderson, Black-ish. Aziz Ansari, Master of None. Zach Galifianakis, Baskets. Donald Glover, Atlanta. William H. Macy, Shameless. Jeffrey Tambor, Transparent.
Well, I mean, Jeffrey Tambor is like the Bryan Cranston of that category. He just keeps winning over and over.
Yeah.
I've only seen one episode of Atlanta. Again, we never said we were qualified to pick, yeah, but we're just going to pick. And who was the first one?
Anthony Anderson from Black-ish.
And again, he's also really good. I like him in Black-ish. You know, he's come a long way. I mean, Anthony Anderson, you know, early Anthony Anderson, wasn't he like in that movie Kangaroo Jack?
He's in Kangaroo Jack. He was a hacker in the first Transformers movie. I think he was on the failed sitcom. But yeah, hacker, Transformers, Kangaroo Jack. Yeah, I mean, his roles were just whatever. I forgot what sitcom he was. He was on something before, like on Channel 5 mm-hmm. or some crap.
Yeah, he was always just kind of like a backup, you know, role player and things. Yeah. But he's good in Black-ish, and he's a sneaker collecting Clipper fan, which is not really something that sounds cool, but he does it really well. And as someone who likes sneakers and is a Clipper fan, it's good to be represented. You know, exactly like Anthony Anderson.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Are you gonna pick him?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Let's give it to him. He's not gonna win. It's gonna be like Jeffrey Tambor or the other guy.
Galifianakis?
I heard Galifianakis is really good in Baskets. I heard Baskets is really depressing, though.
Did you hear who plays his mom in Baskets?
It's Louis Anderson. Anderson. Yeah.
That's crazy. That's really...
That's really, you know, that's good casting.
Unique and cool.
From what I saw of Donald Glover in Atlanta, I loved it.
Really?
I haven't seen the whole series yet. Because it's actually surprisingly hard to find. What the fuck, FX? It's super hard to find. No one has it on demand. And, you know, it's like, I want to watch it.
Yeah.
But I can't. No one buys DVDs anymore.
That sucks. I'll take Aziz. I love Master of
People,
None.
People, you have been raving about this being one of the best mm-hmm. seasons you've seen.
Master of None 2, season 2 is borderline perfect. So yeah, Aziz, I'll take Aziz. I hope he wins. That'd be awesome. That'd be great.
Just for the speech alone, I would want to see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In his face.
He'll have it, the Taylor Swift surprise face.
Yeah. So, okay, we got our horses in that race. So drama actor... Sterling K. Brown, This Is Us. Mm-hmm. Anthony Hopkins, Westworld.
Mm.
Bob Odenkirk, Better Call Saul.
Mm.
Matthew Rhys-Royce, The Americans. Liev Schreiber, Ray Donovan. Kevin Spacey, House of Cards. Milo Ventimiglia for This Is Us.
Well, I know people love This Is Us, so I'm not going to be surprised if one of the This Is Us actors takes it. Do you think Anthony Hopkins deserves it for Westworld?
I really, really like him in Westworld. I really do.
Emmy Award winning
role. The only way I would see him taking it, the only reason I would is because, spoilers.
So yeah, spoilers.
He's not coming back.
Yeah, I guess. Well, okay, yeah, okay.
It's one and done. Yeah. So maybe they just might give it to him for that, but then you never know. So, but I really loved him. And then again, though, like, I've seen one episode of Ray Donovan. Ever in my life. I've seen one episode of The Americans. I can't say I've been invested in the other shows as much as I'm invested in Westworld. But I that's the only reason I would see them winning is like, oh, you know, Anthony Hopkins, he came on a TV show for 1 year and he was great in it. Let's give it to him.
Just yeah.
like a parting yeah. gift. But you never know. Like, I want him to win. I'll pick him because obviously Westworld is the show, you know, close to my heart.
If he wins, in my mind, I'm going to pretend this is them giving him an award that he should have won for Thor as Odin.
For Thor?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I like Westworld. I don't know if it's a... I mean, he's really good in it. He's great, but it's a lot of, I don't know, standing and talking, I guess. I don't want to do like barrel rolls or like, you know, dive behind crates or something, but there's a lot of great talent on that show that could have been nominated for
tons.
Stuff. Yeah. I think it's going to be one of the This Is Us actors. I don't know which one. I'm not a big watcher of that TV show. So I'm just going to put my money, my sports book money on Sterling K. Brown.
Okay, cool. I'm going to go drama actress. Viola Davis, okay. How to Get Away with Murder.
Okay.
Claire Foy, The Crown. Elizabeth Moss, The Handmaid's Tale. Carrie Russell, The Americans. Evan Rachel Wood, Westworld. Robin Wright, House of Cards.
There you go. That's a stacked category. And I'm going to go with... my fiance won't stop raving about The Crown. She loves The Crown.
Isn't that the most expensive show on Netflix?
Is it now?
The Get Down's over.
I wouldn't be surprised because it's probably looks really, really like the design looks really nice. I don't know. I have no idea. To be honest, I don't think Evan Rachel Wood's gonna win.
Poor thing. I wish. That'd be awesome. But no, yeah.
I don't think, Viola Davis has...
Has Viola won? I think she's won.
Has she won?
Carrie Russell, I think she's been around. You know who might win is Elizabeth Moss, because The Handmaid's Tale is just as, like, big right now. I haven't seen it, but I know people do like it. So they might give it to, like, that one. Because The Crown won a lot last year.
Did it?
The Crown won. Or was that Golden Globes? The Crown won, I think, had a lot of the Golden Globes. Because they won something. They won something big, like Best Series. I think they won at Golden Globes.
Best Series.
For drama. Interesting. Yeah.
Okay.
Because everyone was just like, The Crown, what the hell? And they're like, oh, no, it's on Netflix. Really.
If Handmaid's Tale wins, then that's, again, crazy how it's all streaming services and cable. Yeah. It's TV. TV is...
They're going to take a look at it and they're going to be like, shit.
It's funny how it's the golden age of TV, but TV sucks.
Yeah.
It's a golden age of content with streaming and online and all these different services. But broadcast TV, I mean, they're the underdog now, surprisingly.
So
I'm going to go with Elizabeth Moss. I like her in Mad Men. She's probably, if she brings the same quality of work, she's going to bring it here.
Because, I mean, it's predictions, so it's just like... Yeah, Evan Rachel Wood, I can't see her winning. As much as I like her, I don't think she'll win.
Yeah.
Comedy series.
All right.
Atlanta.
All right, comedy.
Blackish.
This is a comedy. Atlanta. Blackish.
Master of None.
Modern Family.
Silicon Valley.
And
Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt and Veep. That's a good
damn. That's a good one. Only because I'm going to say some of those heavy hitters in that didn't have their best seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Silicon Valley, I wouldn't say top-notch A-game season.
Oh, yeah.
You said Veep was also a bit of a letdown.
Yeah.
So now you got Atlanta, which was critically like praise, up against Master of None, that was also pretty praise. And then what was the other one?
Blackish.
Modern Family is one. Modern Family's already won. They keep making it. They're the everyman's sitcom that
it's like the West Wing of comedies.
Yeah, you know, West it's Wing's always nominated. Yeah. So I think Master of None takes it. I think Master of None.
I really do too. I think that. This season of Master of None, like, it's really getting recognized for how excellent it was.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's going to take this one.
And it's that thing of, like, Master of None. People like the first season, from what I understand, but it improved on the second one. And Atlanta has only had one season, so season two, the sophomore slump thing is still up in the air.
Yeah, definitely.
But Aziz overcame that, so I think he's probably going to be a winner for that.
So, drama series... Better Call Saul, The Crown, The Handmaid's Tale, House of Cards, Stranger Things, This Is Us, and Westworld.
Stranger Things wasn't nominated last year, but it was for the Golden Globes?
Was it?
Because they were nominated before, weren't they?
I'm not sure. I know the last thing they won was at the SAG Awards. They won Best Ensemble.
Best Ensemble.
And that was the one where... One writer had crazy face, and the other guy had speech. That was the one where they won best ensemble.
Okay.
So I mean, just the fact that they won that, you never know. I think the two I think that are gonna head on and face this is This Is Us or Westworld. Because I mean, I think just This Is Us is like a monster hit,
and it
Westworld
is
like, you know, it's the new HBO. It's the HBO darling next to Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
But Game of Thrones has already won their award.
Yeah.
So
it's the heir apparent to the Game of Thrones throne.
So it's like, it was like, what, Sopranos, and then it was Game of Thrones.
Now it's going to be Westworld.
So, I mean, they could probably hold off on giving Westworld, because I'm sure down the line it'll probably get nominated again, because it's just beginning. Maybe This Is Us, because that thing is a damn...
I think This Is Us, because it's overcome that thing of, like, now broadcast as the underdog, and you're fighting all these big money shows on
three Netflix, on cable, one Hulu, and streaming, on HBO and AMC.
I think this is us. I think this is the year that they show up and
make a statement. You're right. But that's a stacked lineup too.
I
heard House of Cards has always been good too. I really want to see that. But then again, man, about politics. But yeah, this is us. Because Westworld, I think Westworld will take maybe something, an acting category. I think it'll go Hopkins, or it'll take something. But just for a drama, I don't know if it's going to be its time yet. I don't think it's its time. This is us, yeah.
This is us. This is huge. This is its time.
This is us. So yeah, we pretty much ran through
Okay, let's talk about one thing that's been itching at your butt crack this whole time.
What?
The guest star actress nominations.
That crap.
Yeah. So let's talk about the Barb in the Room.
The Barb in the Room.
Yes.
So yeah, what the hell's her real name again?
I don't remember.
I don't want to look it up.
We talked about this. I think we texted each other angrily when it happened.
Oh, yeah. I don't even think this should be a damn category, because I think it's bullshit.
Guest star.
Guest actor in a drama guest series actor. And guest actress in a comedy series. And then guest actress in a drama series and guest, yeah.
So which one is Barb in, the character of Barb?
Guest actress in a drama series is Shannon Purser. Chapter 3. Jolly Holly, the one where she gets
dies. We talked about how this is the problem with crazy fan bases. She does not deserve to be nominated for an Emmy for that. I don't understand. We still don't understand the Barb hype. It doesn't make sense to me.
I think these categories are dumb. Just guest actor, guest actress, guest actor. I think why are you going to award guests? I don't get it. If they're just guests, they're going to have that much of an impact on the show.
I don't know what the criteria is. Is it one episode, more than two episodes?
Guest actress, because guest actress in the comedy series, Melissa McCarthy's nominated for her Sean Spicer thing on Saturday Night Live. And I'm like, I get it. It's cool. She's funny. But to me, it's just these are filler categories to fill in more time at the Emmys.
Well, and also bringing more people to get who got nominated.
And it's just, I don't get it. That's why I don't know. I think these are gonna be the ones we're just gonna. The weird Barb thing. I think it's just Stranger Things Twitter trying to push that through, and they were just this was their moment of triumph that she got nominated, because people were just. We're all happy for it.
Is Barb the Porg of Stranger Things?
Yeah, she is. No, she's a fidget spinner of characters, of TV characters.
Yeah, I don't.
Only select weirdos find it entertaining and charming, just like fidget spinners. So that's what she is. I wouldn't even. Chris
Pro Have you Porg fucked with the fidget there. Spinner?
I've seen one and I've held one, but I didn't spin it. Took one look at it. I'm like, yeah, you could have this back.
Okay.
Because I didn't mess with it. But to me, that's what she is. It's just only weird, select few weirdos find her charming and interesting, just like that.
I just find her character so predictable. It's just so predictable. And people are like, oh, she's such a reflection of who I was or am or something. I'm like, yeah, but it just seems like such a baseline character.
So you were a buzzkill, mood killer / slut shamed your friend in high school?
Who wore a grandma glasses? It's just like... it's that thing of it's like when someone dresses up as a nerd for Halloween, but they do the exaggerated Urkel nerd with the broken glasses and the suspension and the high plaid pants. It's obviously you're just a caricature of a nerd. And I just see her as a caricature of a nerdy high schooler who it's too much for me. I can't as someone who I thought I was nerdy in high school, I was you're just annoying. You're not even nerd. You're just an annoying character. Yeah. And it's why are you so annoying? Stop being annoying. Your friend is cool with you. Just let her go to the bone zone with that dude. With
Steve?
With Steve. I mean, Steve is an asshole. We don't deny that. But you don't have to sit by the poolside being mopey, and then here comes a Demogorgon to snatch you up.
Yeah. So, Yeah, let's get rid of that guest actress.
It's Carlos' hot take of the month. Get rid of the guest actor, guest actress. Hot garbage, he says. Hot garbage.
I guess they have character voiceover performance too.
Well, I mean, animated
those
shows.
Those are consistent characters. Roles, yeah. Yes, I guess you're in, you're out, get out. That's it. No more.
Yeah, okay. So you no trophies for them.
No, yeah, no trophies. Sorry.
All right. So, any other thoughts about the Emmys?
I might watch it. I never watched it really before, but since we had our little predictions, yeah, I think I'll watch it this time.
Okay. Sounds good. Have you watched any of the new shows on HBO? The Deuce?
No. I saw it seems very vinyl-ish.
Yeah, it has that weird. Well, it has that 70s kind of rock and roll disco aesthetic.
Will this work, you know?
And if Scorsese had trouble with vinyl.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. I might, just because Game of Thrones is over, I need to watch a new show. But then again, I might just watch old shows and just, you know, spend time with them.
Yeah. I think if you move past the. The big shows on HBO, there's a lot of shows that just never kind of make it out of like the HBO clutter. Because there was that show Animals. I thought it was going to be big. The animated.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it just... Because it's supposed to have a lot of good talent on it, and you don't hear about it.
Yeah.
You don't hear about it at all. The Room 104, is that the other one? It's like an anthology show that came out like last month. It's supposed to be big hype. And also not... I haven't really heard much about it. I know it's there and I want to see it, but I haven't heard much about it beyond just being there. So, I figure at this point, HBO has to know who they want to push after Westworld. Was it supposed to be that new show, the Confederate States show that might now be scrapped? So, you know, who knows?
I think Westworld has a good 5 seasons in it.
Hopefully it does. Cause I do love Westworld. Off the top of your head, do you know of any shows, actors, or actresses that you believe got robbed of an Emmy nomination? Any snubs this year?
Snubs?
That's a great name. There's got to be a Star Wars character named Snubs somewhere.
Snubs. Wow. I'm trying to think.
Is there a show that you've been watching that didn't get nominated?
I think one thing is that everyone's so great in Silicon Valley that, like, you can't really put a standout performance on a show, on an actor.
You know, I want to know the median age of the voter for the Emmys, because Silicon Valley is pretty vulgar sometimes.
Yeah.
I want to know if that turns people off.
Yeah. Like, I would love to see, like, Martin Starr or, like, Thomas Middleditch.
Yeah. I mean, that'd be awesome. And, like, one of them. I mean, the biggest joke of season one or two was the middle out joke, which is a giant jerk off joke that just changed the show entirely. Yeah. And you know, that's genius. But I don't know if people would think that's funny outside of like a certain demographic.
Yeah.
I wish more Silicon Valley stars got nominated, because that is a great, great group that just feels genuine.
Also, like, there's, again, like you said about Westworld, man, there's like, you could have nominated Jeffrey Wright, you could have nominated Ed Harris.
Yeah,
so good in that
show. Ed Harris is I mean, he's one of those dudes, and this is the amazing thing about TV now. You're, and not to put down TV actors, but you're bringing in like movie quality acting to TV.
Yeah,
and Ed Harris to me is like, I could watch the dude in a movie, and he's amazing. Quality. And now he's TV. But I don't know if they were even able to be nominated. But I think the best show on TV, Riverdale, got robbed.
Because,
I mean, you got Jughead Jones, you got Archie, Veronica and Bay, the whole gang's there.
If that's Supergirl got robbed.
It got robbed. Then. Okay, listen.
That's the case, yeah. Melissa Benoist should have been nominated for Best Actress.
Well, you know, what happened? CBS dropped the ball. CW, why didn't you push Riverdale?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Who doesn't want to watch a bunch of high schoolers go to the Bone Zone?
Yeah. 13 Reasons Why. Maybe that got robbed of stuff.
I can tell you.
I wouldn't know. So I mean,
that's just begging for an article of 13 reasons why this shouldn't be nominated.
I'm sure someone will get on it, like Vulture.
Some BuzzFeed or Hello Giggles writers getting ready to write that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, beyond that, anything else?
That's Pretty much it. Yeah. I'll probably just watch the Emmys. Never watched before, but fuck it. Do it now.
Yeah. So, you know, it's funny because now, before when I was younger, or, you know, even a few years ago, right now was that crazy, like, oh shit, TV season's about to start, fall season, here it comes. I don't even think about that anymore. Like, Game of Thrones is a summer show, and it's the biggest show on TV.
Yeah.
Even if you dropped it in the fall season, it's the biggest show on TV. Like, streaming and cable have killed the whole fall season thing. It doesn't matter when it drops anymore. It does not give a fucking shit when it drops. It's if it's good, it's going to play anytime.
Yeah.
So that's really cool how the landscape has changed now. There's no more fall season. Is there even sweeps anymore? It should be like sweeps week.
Yeah, I
remember like
that.
Like Brad Pitt stars on Friends and sweeps week, and it's like
it's not even that. Not even that anymore.
No. It's like now it's just quality content, no gimmicks. You know, remember when they used to have like the live shows?
Oh yeah,
I think Drew Carey did one.
This time it's like nope. Sorry,
I don't give a shit. You know. Give me something more realistic, like dragons.
There you go.
That's great. Well, you know, and I bring that up because we're entering sports season. So it's definitely going to see how that affects our TV viewing.
Yeah.
All right. So maybe we'll come back with our favorite sports movies.
Soon.
Yeah. Hopefully. Yeah.
There's still a lot of ground to cover.
There's a lot of ground to cover. Yeah. The sports joke?
It could be.
All right. Anyway. Where can they find us?
Podcast OTS is a Twitter. Instagram is on.the.screens.podcast. Our email is onthescreenspodcast@gmail.com.
All right. Well, that'll be it for this week. Any recommendations? Yes. Go watch
movies.
No, go watch the Taylor Swift music video, Look What You Made Me Do.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Yes. She's back. She's mad. She's angry. And she's gonna just run over anyone.
That's right.
Look what you made me. Is it look at what you made me do or look what you made me do?
Look what you made me
look
do.
Look what you made me do. Carlo.
LKYMMD.
There you go. Okay.
No, not
L.
Stupid me. LWYMMD.
There you go. Look what you made me do. Wonderful.
Stupid me.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we'll dip out on that note.
Yeah, let's dip out. Homies. All right.
Have a good night.
See ya.